Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And we'd sure like to hear from you today. If you want to join in the conversation, our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call toll-free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to have you with us here today. And let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We just ask, Lord, that you would bless, use the program for your glory, help us encourage people in their walk with you. Also help us, Lord, be able to point people to Christ that aren't saved and help them see that they can find answers that they can trust and believe in your word. Father, bless now, use us for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good to be with you today, and I want to pick up on something I started to touch on a little bit last Friday, but before I do that, let me remind you that you can always go to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and when you get there, you can find out some more information about us and about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I am the pastor, and we'd love to have you come out and visit with us. If you don't have a church home in the area, if you're looking for a church home, new to the area, or perhaps just need to get back into church, and or if you're perhaps looking for a church where they stick with the Bible, King James Version of the Bible, it's what we use exclusively, and maybe you're just wanting to get into a church that where you can learn and understand the Bible. Let me just invite you to come out and visit us. And I want to thank Pastor Lutz for his program before us and how he was mentioning their church in Lakewood, the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio. And I liked what he said. You know, our church isn't necessarily for everybody, and I would echo that with ours, because I really firmly believe that you ought to be in the church that God wants you to be in. And now, certainly there are some things in regards to those churches. They ought to certainly believe the Bible is the Word of God, and they ought to preach the gospel, and they ought to defend the fundamentals of the faith. And I am convinced, having come to the King James only position from using the New American Standard Version myself at a time in the past, I'm convinced that we should be using the King James for our standard of faith and practice. And so there's various things that we should look at, and I think those are things that everybody should look for in a church. But whether you go to Pastor Lutz's church in North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood, Ohio, or whether our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, or even the Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid, Ohio, of course, Pastor Andy Rusnacko will be following us with a message at 2 o'clock following our program. But whichever church you go to, you know, if it's a church that's standing for the Word of God, you need to be in the one that God wants you to be in, because there are certain people that God would have, and I'll just use our three churches for an example here, North Coast Baptist in Lakewood, Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, and Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid. I just use those three, and there's many good churches in between all of us and around all of us, but I just use those three for an example. There are some people that have talents and abilities that God has given them that he wants to use at North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Likewise, and let me preface this too, let's assume that you're somewhere, say, in Cuyahoga County, where you could, sort of in between all three of us, Lakewood the west, and Euclid on the east, and Richfield on the south. And let's say you're sort of midway, and you're deciding which of these three churches should I go to. All good churches, all take a stand on the King James Version of the Bible, all preach the gospel. And so you say, well, well, Lord, where do you want me to go? Well, you're going to have talents and abilities, and somebody in that situation may have talents and abilities that God wants to use at North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. Somebody else might have talents and abilities that God wants to use at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. And then likewise, there might be somebody else with talents and abilities that God wants to use at, say, Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid. And I hadn't planned on getting into all of this aspect of it here before the program, but, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual gifts and abilities, and He places us in the body of the local church where we can be best used to serve Him. And so let me encourage you to be in the church that God would have you to be at, using the talents and the abilities that God has given you, the gifts and abilities God's given you for His glory to benefit the church that God puts you in. And like I said, whether it was North Coast Baptist in Lakewood or Richfield Bible Baptist Church in Richfield or Bible Baptist Temple in Euclid or some other good church, be in the church that God wants you to be in. And that's I guess, what I'd like to encourage you with right there. Well, again, as we get going in the program here, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can always give us a call at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. And last week, we had been talking about the idea of asking questions at church. And I've always told our people, and I've mentioned on the radio, I've mentioned it in a variety of settings, if somebody tells you not to ask questions, that ought to be a red flag. And I personally think that's one of the marks of a cult. I'm not saying that everybody tells you that you shouldn't ask questions is a cult, but that's one of the things that cults do. They don't want you to ask questions. They don't want you to know too much so that you aren't tempted to ask questions. But unfortunately, there's a lot of people, even in good churches, that are reluctant to have people ask questions. And I think we ought to encourage questions. Some things in the Bible are just not that easy to understand right away. And just like the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter, chapter 8, said to Philip, Philip asked him, he was reading in the scroll of Isaiah, the Ethiopian was, and Philip asked him, he said, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian eunuch said, well, how can I except some man guide me? And that's one of the purposes of the local church. And that's one of the things that I know that Pastor Lutz and Pastor Rusnacko and myself, we try to do. We try to guide people, help people to understand the Word of God. Proverbs 25, verse 2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. And that's an interesting statement there. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. Some things in the Bible are kind of concealed. You have to dig for them. You know, when I was growing up, and I know it's not Easter time or anything like that, but when I was growing up, our family had a tradition like a lot of families do, and that was hiding an Easter basket. And when we would get up in the morning before going to church on Easter Sunday, we would run around the house trying to find our Easter baskets. And the reason we did that is because it was our parents hid them. And we were looking for it because we knew we found it, there would be candy and boiled eggs and different things in there. And so there was something in there to be desired. But my parents had fun trying to find creative ways to hide those baskets so that they could enjoy watching us search for it. Now, they weren't enjoying watching us be miserable searching for it. You know, they would give us clues if we were having trouble or things like that. And God does the same thing. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing. You see, if you really want something, you're going to be willing to invest a little time, a little effort trying to find it, trying to sort it out, trying to dig it up. And sometimes when we approach the Bible, we need to remember that while there are easy things in the Bible to understand, there's also some things that God has concealed within His Word that sometimes takes a little effort, takes a little time to dig it out. And it's to the glory of God to have that concealed, because when we are willing to invest the time, here's something it shows to God. It shows to God that we love His Word, that we want to know what His Word has to say, that we're interested in what He has for us, and that we're committed. You know, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. And then it goes on to say, the honor of kings is to search out a matter. And, you know, the Bible says that we as believers are going to be ruling and reigning with Christ. We're going to be priests and kings with Him. Well, with that type of a heritage, that type of a future waiting for us, then it ought to be the honor of kings to search out a matter. It ought to be our honor to search out. And, you know, when I try to search something out that's difficult, I go through and I read it and I pray about it and maybe try to see what other people have written about the subject or the topic. Maybe I talk to somebody about it and ask questions about it. But in the course of looking for that thing, I learn a lot of other things. In the course of trying to sort out and understand the why of something, I learn more things and I can compare Scripture with Scripture. There's a number of areas where people are more than willing to spend time searching for something. I can remember when I was in college, I was out at Colorado State University, and we would have to go on these various things in the course of my studies up into the mountains. We were right outside Fort Collins, Colorado, if you're familiar with that area. It's in the area called the Front Range. It's where the Great Plains meet the Rocky Mountains. And so to the west of town was the mountains, to the east of town, and the town itself was on the high plains. And then the plains stretched out flat to the east, and the mountains stretched, you run into the mountains on the west. And I can remember several times in some of my coursework that we had to go up into the mountains to look for certain things. There was one time where we had to go in and do a biological survey in this one area. And we had to look for certain types of indicator species, evidence of certain animals, certain types of plants and stuff. And in going into this area where we were surveying, we had to go in and walk through this area. And, you know, in the course of walking through the mountains there and going up the side of the mountain and down into the valleys and crossing over streams, I would see evidence of pine squirrels and spruce grouse and a mule deer. And it would really be interesting. Sometimes I'd find some we used to eat wild currants that were growing there. And there's a lot of little things that you would discover along the way. And it was an enjoyable search trying to find the things that we were looking for. And so if you apply that to the Word of God in this passage, Proverbs 25, verse 2, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. You know, God has some things concealed in the Bible that if we're willing to dig into it and spend a little time searching, a little time looking, we'll find things that are amazing along the way, and it'll help us to understand portions of the Scripture. It'll help us to get an insight into the heart and mind of God. I was remembering that we were going through the book of Job one time at our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we were going through the book of Job, and so a question naturally in Job chapter 1 was, who is Job and where did he come from? The Bible describes him at the end of Job 1, verse 3, that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East, and we were trying to figure out who this was in the course of study, trying to decide and determine some of the things that were going on. We found some interesting facts along the way, and one of them was that men of the East was often a term that was referred to some of the nomadic descendants of Ishmael, which would indicate right there that Job himself was a descendant of Ishmael. And then as we were looking at some more things that were in Job chapter 1 and looking at Job, we found in Genesis chapter 36 and verse 33 some indications that Job is not only a descendant of Ishmael, but he's a descendant of Esau. And there's more that we could talk about there in those passages. And as we continued and we looked at his friends and we saw that Eliphaz the Temanite over in chapter 2. He was also a son of Esau in Genesis chapter 36. And there's some relation there between Job and Eliphaz. And then we discovered other things. And it was a wonderful thing to search out the matter of who Job was and to learn things about him and the interrelationship between Job and the descendants of Abraham, whether they were descendants of Ishmael or descendants of Isaac. And of course, Isaac's descendants was Jacob and Esau. And so in a sense, they were all cousins. But anyway, kind of digressing there, it's the glory of God to conceal a thing, the honor of kings to search a matter or search out a matter. And so asking questions, I think, is an integral part of searching things out. We're looking for truths, nuggets of truth inside of the Bible. And of course, you know, the greatest is, thinking of Jesus talking about the parable of the pearl of great price. And we think of the gospel, that's certainly the greatest thing. But here's another passage in Proverbs chapter 22, in verses 20-21. The Bible says, "Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsel and knowledge, that I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee?" And this is talking about the fact that as we learn things, we're better able to help teach others, help others to understand. We're able to share the things that we find out with others. And that's part of the kind of the focus of this program, and as our Sunday night program. As most of you know, we're also on Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight with a live program where we have callers calling in with questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And this is the reason that we do our Friday night Bible study. In fact, if you listen to the closing portion of the program where it talks about our church, there's an invitation to visit our Friday night Bible study, and I certainly invite you to come there. That's one of my favorite services of the week. I mean, I like preaching, and I like Sundays and all of that, but I really do like the relaxed Bible study that we have, in the sense that people come with questions, and it may be things that I've not thought of myself, things that have not occurred to me to ask questions about. People bring these questions, and I also get to know what people are thinking about and wondering about themselves. And so if I know the answer, I mean, I enjoy to be able to teach the answer and answer questions. If I'm not sure what the answer is, or I just don't know what the answer is, we can take some time and we can delve into the Bible and try to see what the Bible has to say about that. So, like I said, I encourage you, if you're interested in such things, we'll be meeting tonight, as we do every Friday night, at 7 o'clock, actually 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock every Sunday night. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We're a small church. We don't have a building. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. That's located at 5171 Brecksville Road, and that's in Richfield, Ohio. If you look on a map, it's right where the Ohio Turnpike and Interstate 77 cross. In fact, we're so close to the turnpike that you can look out the window from the conference room, especially now that the leaves are off the trees, and you can see the toll booths for the turnpike entrance exit. And we're right there, Northern Summit County. And that's 5171 Brecksville Road, and that's the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And we'd love to have you come in and visit with us. And maybe you've got your own church on Sunday, or you just like to get to know us a little bit better. You can come out on Friday night and join us with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. That's what we do. And, of course, that's been the genesis of this program as well. When we first started on the radio, we used that as the format to get on the radio. Well, over the years, I've been asked a lot of questions by pastors and others about, well, what if you don't know the answer? And so, and sometimes it's just, you know, an honest question. Well, what do you do if you don't know the answer? Sometimes I'll say, well, I just say something that sounds intelligent. No, that's not what you do. That's not what you do. No, you oftentimes you have to say, well, I'm not sure, but let's look into the Bible and let's take a look at it. On the radio, I don't have as much time to go into all of that, but in our Friday night Bible study, we have time that we can open up the scripture, we can look into it, we can start comparing things, we can do a little research into it and try to see what the Bible has to say and sort things out. But a lot of times people ask that question though because they're afraid. And you know, let me give you a little reality check here for a moment. Pastors are human beings just like you are, you and I are. And I ought to know because I are one. But pastors and missionaries and evangelists, we're all human beings. We're all people who had to trust Christ as our Savior as well. If we had not trusted Christ as our Savior, we ought not to be in the ministry as an unsaved person. But we're saved people. And we have the Holy Spirit in us. And you know what? The same Holy Spirit is in you. That's why I don't worry about people asking questions and about whether or not I'm going to know it. Because if the Holy Spirit's in you and the Holy Spirit's in me, and we're wanting to search out a matter, we're kings searching out a matter in the kingdom of God, and God enjoys giving us things. It's the glory of God to conceal things, as we said there in Proverbs 25:2. And so working together, we can enjoy the search and learn things about God and His Word along the way. But some people are genuinely afraid that they'll look bad. They'll look like they're not the smartest person in the world. They'll look like they're not the most knowledgeable Bible scholar in the room if they can't answer the question. And that's why a lot of people don't like a free format like this radio program or our Bible study on Friday nights, because they want it to be structured so that they can make sure that they look good all the time. That's kind of what it boils down to. But let me give you a passage here in Proverbs chapter 26. And this is something that I struggled over some years ago, and I was challenged on it a couple times about certain callers and whether or not I should take those calls, and certain questions, whether or not I should take those questions. And Proverbs 26, verse 4 and 5 says, "Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him." And then the next verse says, "Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit." And it seems like a contradictory thing here. In the first place, you're being told not to answer a fool according to his folly. Otherwise, you might become like him. And then in the second verse, you're told to answer a fool according to his folly, lest he become wise in his own conceit. And my view of this is, there are some questions, there are some people that they're fools, and in their folly, if you come into these foolish questions, you're going to be like unto him. And we had somebody one time who was conversing with us online during our Friday night Bible study, and they were just asking a series of silly questions that weren't searching for truth. They were just trying to confuse and mock and things like that. And at the same time, these two individuals that were taking turns writing, they were two, I think they were two teenagers that were together on the same computer because they were taking turns. The other one, though, was asking some actual questions where they seemed like they were really wanting to know what the truth was. And so I guess if you got somebody who's just asking questions just to mock and make fun of, you enter into their folly dealing with them. But there are some fools that ask questions, and they if you do not answer them, they'll say, "See, nobody can answer this question. Nobody understands it." But deep down, they may be wanting answers. And so rather than let them think that these questions can't be answered, that we Christians really don't know what we're talking about or have answers to the issues and questions of life, some of those questions have to be answered, lest they be wise in their own conceit. So sometimes, in the first case, we just get drawn into the foolishness of the fool. But in the second case, we can help them to see that they really don't know what they're talking about, and perhaps God can reach that person. Well, as I said, Proverbs 25:2 is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. We need to ask questions. Even the Queen of Sheba came to Solomon, and the Bible says in 1 Kings 10, the first couple of verses there, she came to prove him with hard questions. And it says Solomon told her all her questions, which means he answered every one. They were honest, sincere questions. She wanted to know, but she wanted to know if he just was full of himself, or they wanted to know whether or not he was just pretending. But she asked hard questions. He answered them. God used them to reach her, I believe. Well, thanks for listening to us today. Join us again next week. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight, and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.